The pop-up video challenge is going to happen. Are you ready? She's got her fists clenched. She's doing like a boxing pose. Like, what are you? Are you a boxer from the 1800s? You should be twisting your mustache. Does that mean we have to move all old timey slow motion during this?
Yeah, you have to do the back and forth legs
as gentlemanly boxers. In our onesies. We're wearing onesies because that's what they wore then.
Got big mustaches.
That's right. All right. Okay. I want to thank my friend, my listener. And if you please send me your name so I can give you full credit on the air. Last night at the screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark, which was sold out, by the way. Thank you very much. She brought me the board game version of Pop-Up Video from VH1. It's a trivia game. And Dan is going to be the MC. And Esmeralda and I are going to go ahead. And that's coming up after we take this break here for weather and traffic. God. Wild Card Wednesday. Docking. Seriously? Chris requested Docking because they're reuniting? Well, my friend Scott Oaken will be happy. He loves Docking. Docking. Don Dokken. Yeah, Don Dokken. They're reuniting. Dokken is reuniting. All right. Well, cool. Someone else to play Ribfest. All right. Now, I want to thank the listener who came out. First of all, I want to thank everybody who came out last night to my sold-out film club screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark. It was so great to see on the huge screen. And so many people there, some people had never seen the movie before in their life, and the majority of the people in the theater had never seen it on the big screen in the theater. It was a great experience, completely sold out, not an empty seat in the house, and I want to thank everybody for coming out. I particularly want to thank the listener who gave me a copy from Pressman Games, the board game version of VH1's pop-up video trivia game. It's the pop-up video pop culture trivia game. And Dan is our host. And so here's how it's set up. There are cards, you know, there's a bunch of cards. And Dan has a secret viewing device where he can see the answers. If you slide it into the thing, it looks like a TV, right, Esmeralda? It looks like you're,
yeah.
It's a TV. And the card, each card is dedicated to a music video. One music video, specific song, specific artist, okay? And then the one side of the card is all trivia questions about that song. And the other side of the card are pop culture related questions that have something to do with the song or the topic of the song or things about the song. Okay? So the first one is specifically about the song and video. The second set of questions are about pop culture related topics that kind of involve the song. Go ahead, Esmeralda, do you understand?
Yes.
Now, how do you think we should do this?
Round robin, I'm thinking. Like, I give you one, you get it right or you get it wrong, and then I go to Esmeralda, she gets it right.
Okay, wrong. So we each answer, we alternate questions on one card.
Correct.
So it's like, it's one song / video per card.
Right, you get we two alternate questions about the same video.
Got it.
And
okay.
Two extra credit questions.
Does that sound good, Esmeralda?
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, shall we begin?
What's our first song, video?
First song / video is Cher, If I Could Turn Back Time.
Oh, man.
From 1989.
Oh, man. I'm not going to do well on this.
Mr. DiGilio.
Oh, God.
Can you please sing or hum any line from this song?
Do it right.
Come on, man.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
Do, do, do.
By the way, thank you for not dressing up like you're.
No,
in the video.
I know.
Appreciate that.
The only thing I know about that video is her butt. That's the only thing. She's on a aircraft carrier.
Esmeralda, I hope you're paying attention.
Oh, no.
No, I know that video. Psh.
All right.
All right, next question. Where does the video take place? Esmeralda.
Like, general or specific?
Because
it is
an
aircraft carrier.
That'll
okay.
Do. Military ship.
Military ship, okay. All right, so we've got one each.
One each.
Are we keeping score? Or what? Should I get a piece of paper and keep score?
All right.
That's right.
It required me to bend over. It takes me a long time
to do
that.
I'll buy you some time.
Not okay. That's good. We got to use that unless we get sued. Okay. My question is for me.
This is for you.
Oh, God.
Here what is Sonny and Cher's daughter? I believe she's now
no
male.
No way. I can't now.
What was her original name?
Okay, because this copyright on this was a while ago.
Right.
It's a pop-up video. Chastity.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. What part of Cher's anatomy doesn't Cher's outfit cover in the video?
Her butt.
Her butt.
I need to shut up. I need to just be quiet until we're done.
I knew that.
Well, of course you knew it. You would have got. Okay, those questions were easy. But now we have a pop culture related questions.
Yes.
The bonus questions.
These are more difficult.
All right.
Nick DiGilio, this is multiple choice.
Oh, good. I like multiple choice.
Yes.
It's like the ACT.
What is the name of the above ground race of people in H.G. Wells' The Time Machine? All right.
I can't believe I need the. I need the multiple choice.
A, Slowfoot. B, Craw. C, Alloy. D, Morlock.
I'm going to say D, Morlock.
That is incorrect.
Oh, what was it?
Eloy.
Eloy, okay. What the hell does that have to do with?
She's turning back
time.
Oh,
time machine, right, okay. If I could turn back time. All right. I'm easily confused, man. I don't know what the hell's going on. All right.
Last one.
It's her butt.
You're going to be so angry. All right, Esmeralda, which of the following wasn't a vessel in the game Battleship? Again, a multiple choice. A, submarine. B, frigate. C, cruiser. D, destroyer.
Oh, man.
A, submarine. B, frigate. C, cruiser. D, destroyer.
Oh, submarine.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Frigate.
Oh, wait, that's right. I only played once, and that was a couple months ago.
Well, you know, because like the catchphrase is sink your battleship, but you sink a submarine, it's already sunk.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, I'm like, you know, that's under.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
We're still tied 2-each on this share. Is that it for that's? Oh, we got.
Oh, we have to break.
We have to break. That's right. We're doing a radio show. I forgot about that. We're on a 50,000-watt radio station.
Yeah, we'll be back in 2 and 32.
Thank you, Chuck Woolery. Wild Card Wednesday, everybody. So, Jasmine requested this, and this is the band Musicality, and it's her high school choir. That is
them singing, yes.
Wow.
And they were performing on America's Got Talent. And that was a cover of One Direction's Night Changes. Oh.
Very good.
All right. Well, yeah, Wild Card Wednesday continues. Triple Play Thursday is Tamari. And then Friday, Fly Jams Friday. By the way, Friday, we also have our regular features. Straight Out of Context, listen 24/7. Anybody says something, you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty. Jot down all the information, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. You want to be a Nick D Show spy, listen 24/7 whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity. Jot down daytime, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's continue our pop-up video. Now, do we still have questions on the share?
Yes, we have two more questions.
Two more pop culture extra credit questions. We are playing the board game version of VH1's pop-up video, thanks to my great listener who gave me a copy of it last night. All right, here we go.
All right, Mr. DiGilio, how did Sonny Bono die?
Skiing accident into a tree.
That is correct.
Okay.
Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. Where is the thyroid? This is multiple choice. Where is the thyroid gland located? A, in the neck. B, on top of the liver. C, in the brain. D, in the pelvis.
It's on your neck.
That is correct.
Well, okay. What the hell does that have to do with the video?
Well, I don't know. There's probably a lyric in there about something.
About thyroids?
Yeah, about thyroids. Maybe your neck?
I don't know what that has to do. Okay. All right. Well, we're tied at 3.
Well, you know pop-up video.
Yeah, I know,
really,
but that's just weird. Maybe there was an arrow pointing to her neck.
probably.
Or something, or there's a line about, I got a neck. I don't know. Okay, whatever. All right, well, so we're tied after the share, round one.
Yes.
All right. Okay. What's next?
All right, next music video slash song, yep. Chris Isaak's Wicked Game.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Oh, man.
So we'll alternate here, and you'll understand why in a minute.
All right.
Esmeralda, please sing any line from the song.
Would you like reverb?
No. Okay, wait, okay. And I don't want to fall in love. No, I don't want to fall in love.
It's
you.
Funny. I'm looking at the lyrics and I think the mmm is exactly how it's listed.
I think he says something. It's like a faraway chorus.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yes, yeah, no, that's
Bravo.
You need more.
No, that's
I thought he
no, no,
studio.
No, we don't need any more. We really, we don't.
Oh, boy.
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right. DeGilio.
Yeah.
Where do the love scenes in this video take place?
Do I have to...
like the set. Like, where are they
beach.
Located? They are on a beach. Yeah. Correct.
I was going to say, what do I have to tell you which beach specifically?
Kokomo.
Well, it's a beach that has very dark sand, if I remember
right.
correctly. So I don't know where that would be, but okay.
There you go. Esmeralda, Chris Isaak's nose... was shaped by what quote-unquote wicked game?
Boxing.
Correct.
He's a boxer.
I did not know that.
Very
I would not have, I would not have gotten that one. Okay.
DeGilio, an instrumental version of this song was used in what David Lynch film?
Come on, man. Come on, man. Wild at Heart.
You are correct.
Yeah. Okay.
On to extra credit.
Extra credit. Now we're into the extra credit.
Oh, boy.
You ready?
Oh, man.
You ready, Leon?
Oh, like this card was, like, designed for you, DeGilio.
Who gets the question? Esmeralda.
Well,
gets
the first one, but your two questions are gimmies.
Great.
All right. Esmeralda, Love Boat's bartender was played by what actor?
Oh. No, I don't know.
Ted Lang.
It's Lange.
Lange.
What does that have to do?
Love Boat, Love, Wicked Games, you know.
They're on a beach. So.
Again, do you not remember watching Pop-Up
All right,
Video?
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out the connection. Why the hell is Isaac from the Love Boat?
Oh,
all right.
Because he's by Chris the... Isaac.
Oh, there it is.
Bravo. Bravo.
There it is. Okay, all right.
By the way, I've been Googling Cher neck and nothing's coming up.
Have you tried Cher thyroid?
Oh, that's a good
that's
idea.
That's a good actually. Idea.
All right. Well, I'll look that up as you answer this easy question.
Yeah.
In what film does Chevy Chase play a beach-combing undercover reporter?
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. Fletch.
You are correct.
All right.
Esmeralda, what is the highest score possible in a bowling game without any strikes? Multiple choice here.
Okay.
A, 190, B, 290, C, 150, D, 90. So again, what is the highest score possible in a bowling game without any strikes? A, 190, B, 290, C, 150, D, 90.
I'm going to go with C.
That is incorrect.
Damn.
Is it 190?
It is 190.
Yeah. All right.
What's a regular?
What do you mean?
Like a all strikes or whatever.
300.
Perfect game.
300.
All right.
Not a big bowler, are you, Esmeralda?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We've literally interviewed this guy, by the way.
Oh, we have.
Which Back to the Future star is featured in Wild at Heart?
Crispin Glover.
That is correct.
Okay. I'm up 7-5. Mm-hmm. 7-5. I'm making my lunch! That's Crispin Glover's line in Wild at Heart.
Oh, goodness.
Have you seen Wild at Heart?
No.
It is fantastic. All right, what do we got next?
All right, I just want the audience to know, I'm literally pulling these at random from the middle of the deck.
Okay.
So I did not choose this on purpose.
All right.
The song is Lionel Richie's All Night Long.
I thought you were going to say hello. Then my head would have exploded.
I would have just thrown it away.
All right. Are we alternating again?
Yes, because Mr. Giglio.
Oh, wait a minute.
We need you
to sing. What song?
All Night Long.
Oh, okay.
Please sing a line from All Night Long.
Man, oh, man. I just know the chorus, right? I mean, that's a line.
That'll work.
Oh, wait. Everywhere you meet, you're dancing on the street all night long. All night. All night. Now, I can't do that. Gobsa blisa, blinka bloom bloom. Hey, jumbo jumbo. Is that right? I don't know what those... I don't know what... I don't know.
Oh, man, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
I don't know those discernible lyrics, man.
Yeah, that's
I don't
all right.
Know. All right.
Oh, man, Esmeralda. Which dancer in this video later starred in Boomerang and Waiting to Exhale?
Oh.
That's not multiple choice?
That is not multiple choice.
Hold on. Angela Bassett?
That's incorrect.
Well, okay.
Was it Robin Givens?
Robin, no.
Layla Rashan?
Oh. Layla Rashan, yeah. Layla God, Rashan. That's right. She was in Boomerang. She had the funky feet. She was the girl that, that Eddie Murphy brings home. She's got the terrible feet. All right. All right. What me now?
That is correct.
All right.
What southern state does Lionel come from?
Florida.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Alabama.
Oh, all right.
That's not really a southern state.
What?
When people go southern state, you know.
Florida's not in the south?
I mean,
it's as far south as you can get in the country.
Technically, but no one's like, oh, yeah. I'm from the south.
But it's a southern.
Florida.
It's as far south as you can get in this country is in Florida.
Yeah, but when someone says
if you go to the tip of Florida, that's the southernmost part of America.
But no one from the south ever includes Florida.
I don't know. It's south. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay. What?
Finally, for this side of the card, Esmeralda.
Yeah.
In the song, they're gonna have a blank. Fill in the blank, please. In the song, they're gonna have a
party.
Yes.
That was very tentative.
Well, I don't know what else they were gonna have.
Party. A party? You sound like Joel Goodson in Risky Business. I don't think I gave permission for a party, Joel. A party? All right, we have to break here, but it's 8 to 6. I'm up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then we have the pop culture related questions related to on the other side related to all
right.
That all night long, and we'll see what kind of stretch, see how many thyroid questions they have associated with all night long. All right, we got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic.
Come on, baby, take me home.
Yeah, man. Wildcard Wednesday continues. Nick DiGiglio here on 720 WGN. 815 area code requested Van Halen, This Is Love, which is a jam. All right. All right, we're back. We're playing the VH1 board game version of Pop-Up Video. Esmeralda and I are going head-to-head. I am leading 8-6. And now we are doing the bonus questions related, pop culture questions related to the vidya all night long. By Lionel Richie. All right.
Before we proceed, 773 has an interesting theory as to the thyroid question related
yes.
to Cher.
Cher's video, yeah.
Chernobyl caused a ton of thyroid cancer cases, and you start spelling Chernobyl with C-H-E-R. So that is
oh, maybe.
His posture.
I mean, they
you know, that...
that as crazier a, things have happened.
Well, I mean, it's you know, I have to remember the craziness of pop-up video.
Yeah.
I have to get you... We really have to get into a certain mindset.
Sure.
All right.
All right. Mr. DiGiglio.
Uh-oh.
Man. Shelley Long played what mom in the film version of a popular TV show?
She played Carol Brady.
Correct.
What does that have to do with All Night Long?
Shelley Long.
Long. Shelley Long.
Oh,
okay,
I thought
all
you
right.
said Shelley Wong. I was like, wait, who?
Shelley Wong? All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Shelley Long. Okay. I can't. I just. Without watching pop-up video, I don't know how to think like pop-up video.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
All right, I'm a bad host here because I don't know how to say this word, but C-O-C-H-O-N, Shoshan.
Wait, C-H.
C-O-C-H-O-N.
What about it?
Is the French word for what? The multiple choice here. Cocoon, pickle, fur coat, pig.
My guess here?
Pig.
Hold on, before you say the answer, my guess here, the reason for this question, I bet that's one of the nonsensical words that he's screaming. Le jumbo jumbo. You know what I'm saying? I bet he says that word. So chacon, le jumbo jumbo.
You are correct, Esmeralda.
Oh, it's pig. All right, cool.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Well, because in Spanish, when it's, I forget what it is in Spanish, but it's similar.
All right. Well, you got it.
Like a roast pig or something.
Okay.
I forget. Cuban, like Cubans.
Okay. Yeah, there's like a restaurant that's Chachon 355 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they serve pork products. Sweet Home Alabama was written as a retort to a song about the South.
Neil Young.
By what rocker? Neil Young. That's correct. All right. Esmeralda. Peter Brady threw a party for himself after receiving reward money for what heroic act? Again, this is a multiple choice. A, finding a lost cat. B, saving a girl in a toy store. C, catching a mugger. D, rescuing a dog from a burning house.
I'm going to go with the first one, cat.
Finding a lost cat is incorrect.
Man.
The girl in the toy store?
Yes, he saved a girl from the toy store.
How can you get reward money for that?
All right, again, what the hell does that have to do with All Night Long?
Well, Esmeralda's question was, what is he doing in the song? He's throwing a party, and that was the reason.
Okay, he's throwing a party.
So there might be like a parallel between the original question. And,
all right. Thyroid.
Thyroid.
All right, so it's 10-7. 10-7. I'm up. All right, Dan, what do we got next?
All right, the song is In Excess, I Need You Tonight.
Okay. Esmeralda, you got a terrified look on your face. Why is that?
Well, she does have to sing a line from a song.
Oh, you have to sing a line
from
it.
Yeah, I don't know this song.
You don't know I Need You Tonight?
No.
If I go, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, no, I know it, but I don't know any words.
Okay. You know what the title of the song is? Just sing the title of the song.
I need you tonight.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. She gets it.
That's it. That's all I got.
That's it. Okay. Woo! Okay.
Wow, this is fascinating. What? It's like there's layers upon layers to this game. You'll see why next question.
Okay.
This question.
Boy, Dan is getting freaked out by the pop-up video game. All right.
What country does NXS hail from?
Australia.
That is correct.
All right.
Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Esmeralda, Michael Hutchinson's ex, model Helena Christensen, appears on a beach in a video by what artist?
Chris Isaac.
That is correct.
Yeah.
How about that?
I thought maybe because it was an Australian question, they might not ask a Mad Max question. No. Then I would have just, my head would have exploded. All right.
DeGilio, true or false? Michael Hutchins died by drowning.
False. We all know how Michael Hutchins died.
I was going to say, I don't know if we want to talk
about it. We won't talk about it early in the morning, but we all know how Michael Hutchins died.
We all know.
Okay. All right.
All right, we are on to the extra
credit. Pop culture extra question in excess question.
All right, Esmeralda, the amino acid tryptophan is a sleep aid found naturally in what holiday fare?
Turkey.
That is correct.
All right, now what does that have to do?
Because there's probably something about sleeping.
In the video?
Probably.
No, I don't think so.
Because I need you tonight.
No.
I don't know. I need you to know
the song.
I need to sleep tonight. I need you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right.
All right, DeGilio.
Yeah.
Where do the letters I-N-R-I appear? Where do the letters I-N-R-I appear?
I-N-I-N-R-I.
I know, right? What are the chances that he gets this?
INRI. Where do they appear? Is that the whole question?
Yes.
Is that vague a question?
Well,
vague.
I mean, it's not vague. It might be for you.
Where do the words INRI appear? INRI. Where does that appear? I don't know. In the Goonies.
Oh man.
Lightning is going to strike you down.
As the only non-Catholic Italian in the world, you probably would not know that that was written above Jesus.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Irish Italian, not Catholic, ladies and gentlemen. And I said the Goonies because I thought it was like an age thing because you were like, oh, he's not going to get it. Because I thought, oh, it's got to be some generational thing. Just me going to hell. That's all it is. All right. Let's find out what's coming up on the opening bell here. Steve Grzanich. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. We have some breaking news into the newsroom. We've been getting multiple calls of dogs howling over the last half hour.
Oh.
In neighborhoods all over the city. Maybe because of the singing.
I don't know. Esmeralda, it's all your fault because I have a fantastic voice.
It's literally like, really. Yeah.
Well, this is a talk station. We're not supposed to be able to sing. So
exactly. Well, coming up in the opening bell, payday loans. You know those payday loan companies. There are new regulations that are going into effect that will pretty much put all of them out of business in Illinois. The regulations are that stiff. We'll talk to one of the experts about it coming up. And a little later in the broadcast, the Fortune 500 is out, the list, the big list. You'll never guess how many Illinois companies are on there and who the movers and the shakers are this year. We'll tell you coming up on the opening bell.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, have a great day.
All right.
All right, two quick ones before
yeah,
we
wrap it up. Here we go. Two quick ones
All
before
right.
we wrap it up. Who's this question? Well, it's for you because I'm a heathen. Yes.
Unreal. The daughter of what quirky movie director directed 1993's Boxing Helena?
Wait, say that again.
The daughter of what quirky movie director directed the movie 1993's Boxing Helena? It was a director we just talked about.
What? The daughter?
She directed Boxing Helena.
Oh, I don't know.
David Lynch.
Oh, I thought we were supposed to give the daughter. Okay, never mind.
Okay. All right.
I was like, I don't know his daughter.
All right, DeGilio, what was the name of a pimp on Starsky and Hutch who acted as the informant?
Huggy Bear! Yeah, man. Don't even play around. Is that it?
That concludes.
And I won 13-10. 13-10. So the first
you won
round
the
of,
game, but lost your soul.
Yeah, you're still a heathen.
Well, yeah, no, that's right. I'm going to burn in hell forever. INRI. Hey, Esmeralda, thank you.
Uh-huh.
We'll play this again soon.
We will.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
All right.